Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzak. Thanks for joining us today on His Ability. I am pleased to say I have another guest, actually two guests today in with us. And I have Shannon and Chris Klan. And hi, Shannon.
Hi.
And Chris.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming with me today. I've met Shannon through, actually she's one of our listeners, and she was able to email me, so through the Life at His Ability, and I responded to her, and we found out that Shannon, you have a Moms on Wheels network, right?
Yeah.
And it's a network or a website that helps people connect that are in wheelchairs.
Correct.
And you have three children, correct?
Yeah.
And they're with us today. Hi, guys. And. We are, you know, it was just perfect that we met because, you know, I'm a mother of five and I had all my children after my accident. So, let's go through what your condition is. And I know you tried to tell me what it was, but it's different. It's very, I've never heard of it before. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a neuromuscular disease. It's called, Friedreich's ataxia. And they say she was born with it, and then when she was 15, she was hit by a truck, and they say that trauma to her body triggered the disease.
Mm-hmm.
She had a broken leg at the time from the accident, and then when it was time to start healing, they noticed when she started walking that she was losing her balance, and her gait was way off, and so things have progressed.
Okay, so since. How long ago was that? It was when
that
she was 15? That was
in 1987.
And so did you two meet after that? Or
yes,
of
course
she was 15.
In 1991.
And so she was already in her wheelchair, or was she just getting worse?
She was hiding the wheelchair. She could stand at the time, and she could walk some if she would hold
fighting
on to
it.
The wall or to a table or something. And it just happened to be snowing that night at the place she was working, and she needed she wanted help getting down the stairs and getting home, so she asked me to, and we pretty much seen each other every day since.
The rest is history. Well, that's cool. And now the disease progresses like MS.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that happens. Trauma brings on. You know, these diseases, and I have my own views on the spiritual aspect of that, what happens, you know, at an entry point of many accidents for demonic forces, you know, that bring on diseases, and we're going to, but I'm pleased to say that we found out that we both enjoy Andrew Womack Ministries, mm-hmm. and that you're on a healing journey as well.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to keep in contact with you about that,
mm-hmm.
and we will probably be able to, you know, track your healing as it progresses, but you're in the renewing of your mind stage, so that's what, and you know, it gets stronger, and we'll just help each other with that. So right now you have a Moms on Wheels website, and mm-hmm. I noticed on that website that what you're doing is just mostly for moms in wheelchairs, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, or parents, you know, because there are some fathers too, but it's geared more towards the moms.
Families who are dealing with disabilities,
right.
And they have children,
yeah.
Especially if you're about to have a baby. We'd love to hear from you if that's you. If you know anybody that's been having children through a disability, we would love to hear about your story. I certainly have my story, and you know, I had my accident in 1985. I was married. It was my first marriage, and I had my accident on my honeymoon. And we just were believing at that time for a miracle, but I didn't know much about healing, and I was just waiting around for God to do, you know, to make that happen. Didn't really understand my responsibility, and because of that, my disability dragged on for 20 years until I decided to you know, that God was telling me there's something I need to understand. And through that, I there was a divorce, and we did have five children first, so there was quite a battle of faith versus the enemy in my life. And I'm sure you have your stories of, you know, how, I mean, let me get back to Shannon. Shannon, you had this disability, but you decided to go ahead and have children.
Yeah, there were many raised eyebrows.
Many raised eyebrows. Oh, yeah. I know how that is.
Yeah, but they found a way through, and everything worked out.
You fought your way through.
They advised not to, you know, but okay. We did anyway.
Tell me about that. Tell me about your faith with that. Why did you decide to have children? Some people don't.
It was just.
You were Christians already.
In 96, we went to a church, not for the first time, but we were saved in 96, and we got married shortly after that, and just had the faith that we knew our children would be totally healthy. They were concerned about the children.
Okay.
And then a couple years later, they found out ways of detecting the disease through, you know, testing me. And I was tested after we had our first one.
Really?
I got tested, and I came back negative to be a carrier. Because what it is you have two parents, and we each have, in every cell, there's the, what is it, 46 chromosomes in each cell. You get 23 from the mom, 23 from the dad. Shannon's number 9 chromosomes that came from her mom and dad were both mutated chromosomes, which gave Shannon a bad number 9 chromosome in every one of her cells. And that is what the whole disruption is in her body.
Mm-hmm.
My number 9 chromosomes are perfect. So now our children have one bad chromosome and one good chromosome, and the number 9s. So they are all carriers.
Okay.
So they will never have it.
That's
yes,
right.
They'll never have it because they have a good chromosome from me. So when they get married and their spouse, you know, they'll have to get tested to make sure that their spouse is not a carrier. Because you can be a carrier and be 100% healthy. And
we're just going to believe that and speak good things over their lives,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. It's a decision that everybody with a disability has to make when they're, you know, I was just told by somebody, you know, after my accident that I could have children. So I believed it. And, you know, if they would have said, well, you really can't, or you shouldn't, or most people don't, or, you know, I don't know how that would have changed my my view. But, you know, we believed that I would be healed. There was a word from the Lord. We believed in hearing from the Lord at the time. I was already a Christian. So that changed, you know, I mean, that was just like having children was just like, I'm just going to move forward with my life while I'm waiting for my healing. And I'm sure that you guys were feeling the
right.
same way.
Yeah. And then actually shortly after, even before, while she was pregnant, she searched and searched for stuff for, you know, mothers in wheelchairs, anything that would give her advice.
And there wasn't anything.
On what to do. And she could find nothing
I know.
Anywhere for it.
Yep.
And so it was just an on-the-job learning for her
right.
going through it. And she vowed back then, 11 years ago, that she would make a website. And it was
others.
Called, she had the name back then, that it would be Moms on Wheels.
Momsonwheels.net.
Yep, you can find her at momsonwheels.net. And we're just talking to Shannon and Chris Klan. About their dealing with having children through having a disability, and so that website, I noticed, Shannon, that you have information there, resources,
yep.
things, ways people, if you are dealing with a disability while you're having children, and you need to know more accessible ways of
mm-hmm.
being able to help your children. you have resources.
Yeah, all the stuff that I knew.
All the stuff you knew?
That helped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything that she used. You know, like even in the beginning trying to find a crib. There's no cribs in any stores that are accessible for a mother in a wheelchair because they all just go down a little bit. You can't reach over the top of a crib to get a baby out. And then shortly before we had our first one, someone told us about a safety seminar, a baby safety seminar. So we went to this, and they had a crib that was 100% accessible for her.
Wow.
And a high chair, too. That,
oh, really?
That was good enough. She could wheel right underneath the high chair to feed the baby.
And just, do you know where that was from? Where did you find it?
Just word of mouth. Someone overheard us talking about searching for a crib.
Wow.
And they said, you know, we heard about this safety seminar. And the cribs and
it's on
stuff.
My website.
It's on your website.
It's on our website. And it's not, they're not sold in stores. It's all by private distributors.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's all word of mouth.
Okay. Well, a lot of that would have helped me, too. But I, like you, didn't have anybody to help me. I was basically just swinging it. And
you're on your own.
You're just going. It's like this has never been done before. So
right.
What do I do?
Yeah, and the big task also too is I work full time, so from 7 to 5 every day, Shannon is home alone with the babies, raising the children, which caused our oldest to grow up rather fast. He's now 11. And by the age of 3 and 4, he was already helping carry the babies and changing diapers and everything.
That's
right.
Yeah, and as soon as those babies are able to walk, they're helping you out. Go, give me this, give me that. Then they love to do it because, you know, they can.
They love to be at home, yeah.
Yeah. So we have about a minute to go. Shannon, I just thanks for joining us with this. If anybody out there, you're going to be able to access this this show again on hisability.com. And we encourage you to let us know if you're raising children through a disability. That's a story that we like to hear about and talk about. And again, you can see and talk to us through also going to momsonwheels.net.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Shannon and Chris Klan. And We're just also encouraging, whatever you're going through while you have a disability and raising children, that you're also grabbing onto that hope of healing. We're continuing through we both have our healing journeys, and we're going to continue to talk about that. But while that's going on, you just want to encourage each other in the Lord. So thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.